Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
God damn it, bro. We was feeling so good yesterday, man. Hold on a second. I'm not recording this whole video on Snapchat. Give me a second. Okay, that's better. Listen, I was happy yesterday. The Miami Heat beat the Detroit Pistons, and yes, I know that it was a close game, but it did put the Miami Heat a season high 9 games over .500. But then within minutes of that final buzzer sounding, I was over here recording the post game. Make sure y'all go check it out. I saw that little Tweety Bird. I saw it. And I saw a tweet from the Basement Barry who said Josh Richardson will be having shoulder surgery tomorrow and is out for the season. The man just had to sneak that in there. I love you, Barry Jackson, but I love my sleep too. How am I supposed to sleep at night knowing the guy Jay Rich, rook number two, is going to miss the rest of the season? Oh, that was a real gut punch for the Miami Heat and for us Heat fans as a whole, because of course, Josh Richardson has been a fan favorite for a long time. And I know he left a sour taste in some Heat fans' mouths this year. That's not something I really understood, but at least of late, he really seemed like he was finally starting to get into rhythm, and he seemed like he was going to be a really nice piece to add some guard depth to this team. Now, I personally thought that Josh Richardson was having a nice season. He was averaging 10 points per game, 44% shooting from the field, and 35% shooting from three. I know those numbers aren't the best. They're probably average at best, but he was doing all of that while providing some really solid defense. But the reason that I think he was having a pretty good season is relative to his contract, right? The guy was getting paid a minimum contract. And anytime you have a guy on a minimum deal that's giving you better production than Dwayne Dedman and Cody Zeller, remember those guys? Those guys were bums. And they sucked relative to their contract, and they were barely getting paid too. But to have a guy like Josh Richardson averaging 10 points per game on, again, decent enough efficiency and playing defense, I think that's the best that you could possibly ask for. And he's pretty good for the vibes, right? Obviously, he was really good friends with Bam Adebayo, and he seems just to be a great locker room guy in general. You really haven't heard anybody say anything negative about him. And I do know that earlier in the season, he did get off to maybe a slower shooting start. But again, like I was saying earlier, as of late, before the injury, he was actually playing pretty well.
Hey, it's me, Pat Riley. And I've woken up from my slumber because I realized you didn't like the video and subscribe yet. So make sure to do that for me so I can get some rest. Thank you.
And I do think what he was providing was actually kind of important to the team, because after losing Gabe Vincent, you obviously lost a lot of that perimeter of attack defense. And I think Josh Richardson was a guy that was able to come in and help supplement a lot of that. Obviously, you're still looking at Caleb Martin and, of course, Jimmy and Bam as guys that can do that. But Jay Rich was a guy that was very well at that as well. And it's not like he was just standing on the three-point line shooting. he could get to the mid-range a little bit and was scoring relatively efficient from that area also. Now, first and foremost, you pray for your boy to have a speedy recovery. I know he's in pain right now. I think somebody tweeted at him like a couple days ago and said, "How's the shoulder?" And he just sent back something like, "It hurts." So you know he's not doing so great right now. But hopefully the surgery goes well. And then I guess usually when a guy gets surgery, they always say it was successful, right? When have they ever said it's not successful? I guess like Victor Oladipo, probably, right? When he tore the same quad twice. I guess Alex Smith on the Commanders back then. Yeah, that was pretty brutal. But anyways, you assume everything is going to go well with Jay Rich in the surgery, and then hopefully he can start his recovery process, and he likely will be back next year because he does have a $3 million player option, which he'll probably accept. He's only going to be 31 years old, so he could test free agency if he wants to, or maybe he opts out and re-signs with the Miami Heat for more years, because we do know that he actually turned down more money from other teams because he wanted to be with the Miami Heat. I think his market, unfortunately, is probably about as low as it was last time. So I could see him returning to the Heat, whether it's with that player option or re-signing for another 2 or 3 years. And of course, I wish him the best, and I think he was a pretty important piece, as I was saying, but it's not the most critical piece, mostly just because this team is very deep, right? That's not a slight on Josh Richardson. Since the Heat got Terry Rozier, they were really only fully healthy for a few games. And in those games, Richardson was barely cracking 20 minutes a night, if that. I actually remember he even got a DNP coach's decision versus the Knicks. So I'm not entirely sure if he would even be playing, like if he'd have a solidified spot in the rotation once everyone is healthy. And again, that's a big if, because even going into the game tomorrow night versus the Mavericks, Kevin Love is already not traveling. Tyler Hero is also out. So I'm not sure if this team will ever be healthy. And of course, now that Jay Rich is out, they never really will be. But if they were, hypothetically, I'm not sure how big his role actually would be. And then, of course, on top of that, we got to talk about the couple of guys that they brought in. So as everyone knows, the Miami Heat brought in DeLon Wright a couple weeks ago now from the buyout market after he was bought out from the Washington Wizards. He's something that most Heat fans were excited about, like one of the rare things Heat fans were actually able to agree on. Now, I think he's only played like 2 games since. He had that one game where he had to start, whether it was versus the Kings where everyone was suspended. I think that might have been it. I don't remember, but he was pretty good, right? And we know what he brings to the team. He is that guy that can be your point of attack defender. He's very good on that perimeter. Definitely better than Josh Richardson in that area. So I know we talked about losing Gabe Vincent and Jay Rich was to help make up for that. Well, if and when the Heat do need to guard other perimeter players, DeLon Wright will be there. Now, I will say back in the day, Jay Rich was very good on that side of the ball, but now that he's on the wrong side of 30, he's not as good as he once was. But DeLon Wright, even at the same age, I believe, as Josh Richardson, he is elite at that. And when you're talking about going into the playoffs against Damian Lillard or Jalen Brunson or all the guards that the Celtics have, it will be critical to have a guy like DeLon Wright, even if you have to play the Hawks and God forbid a play-in tournament. Let's say the Heat stay in that, well, I think the Heat are 5 right now or 6, but let's say they fall into that 7 or 8 range and have to get matched up versus the Hawks. Now you got DeLon Wright to play against his former team, right? And maybe help play a lot of defense on Trae Young, because back when the Heat played the Hawks, a lot of your primary defenders back then was Gabe Vincent and was PJ Tucker. And of course, those are two guys that you don't have anymore. And if you also remember that series, DeLon Wright was clamping up Tyler Hero. I'm not going to lie to you. So it will be nice to kind of have DeLon Wright on our side this time. And in that game versus the Kings, he was very good on ball as well. Hit a couple threes, was able to run the offense a little bit. You know, he's not a guy that's going to be a huge, you know, assist guy. But I think he did like have an assist to turnover ratio this year of like 4-1, which is very, very good. And theoretically, he may be a better player than Josh Richardson. And then the other guy we got to talk about is Patty Mills, who the Heat just signed like yesterday. I dropped like an instant reaction video to it. I had to go to my car at work because I was excited about it. A lot of Heat fans were. But there was also a lot of Heat fans that weren't excited about Patty Mills because they said, hey, is this guy even going to play? What's the point? And no, he's likely not going to play. But any guy that you sign last minute on the buyout market like that, is probably not going to play. But Patty Mills, you know, if he does play, I think he's still a decent player at 35 years old. Phenomenal shooter, 39% for his career, a high assist, low turnover guy, obviously very smart. But in the locker room is where I think he will provide a lot of value. The guy is an NBA champion, one of the best leaders in the league, won like the teammate of the year award just last year or the year before that, and just generally known as a nice guy who is also a great, great leader. And obviously this team has those. You got Kevin Love, who we've heard his impact in the locker room has been great. You have Jimmy Butler, you have Eric Spoelstra. I know Udonis Haslem's not in the locker room every day anymore, but I'd like to believe that he's still involved a lot. Well, we know he is. We see him at the games all the time. But just having another guy like Patty Mills, I does think goes a long way. And when you inevitably do have some more injuries as you get closer to the playoffs and maybe in the playoffs, Patty Mills is a guy that you know you can rely on. He's been there before and he's not going to mess up what you have going on. And I think he's a piece that could pretty easily plug in and fit a very valuable role on this team. He might even need to come in. Let's say there's some times in the playoffs where the offense gets bogged down and you need someone who can run an offense. Patty Mills is that veteran guy that could do it. We used to say that about Kyle Lowry. Whether you believed he could or not, that's a different story. But he's not here anymore. So now you have Patty Mills that can kind of provide a lot of those same things. Some things that I wanted from Goran Dragic, they didn't want to bring him back. But Patty Mills is 2 years younger than Dragic. And at their age, that kind of is a big difference. So now we just talked about DeLon Wright and Patty Mills and what they could bring to the team. But truthfully, both of those points may be irrelevant. Because the Miami Heat just played the Detroit Pistons yesterday. They had no Tyler Hero. And DeLon Wright still couldn't crack the rotation. No, I don't want to say couldn't crack the rotation. It's not like he wasn't good enough. But Spoelstra just didn't necessarily find a need for him. So I'm not sure that either one of those guys would have played a lot. Just like I'm not sure that Josh Richardson would have played a lot either. Now, there will be times where you will need those guys. We talked about DeLon Wright if you're playing one of the better guards in the playoffs. And we talked about Patty Mills if there's injuries or you just need a reliable guy who could play right now. But if everything is healthy, if Spoelstra has all of the pieces that he wants, I'm not sure we're going to see either one of those guys too often. So that begs the question, well, what is the Miami Heat's guard rotation? Now, this is not going to become a Tyler Hero, should he star, should he come off the bench video. Even Barry Jackson put out a tweet saying something like, we know there's no way that you could bench Tyler Hero, but the Heat kind of should. And he basically said all that by saying how amazing Duncan Robinson is in the starting lineup. Y'all know my opinion. I love Tyler Hero. He's a great player. But Duncan Robinson should be in that starting lineup next to Terry Rozier, preferably. But, you know, you could swap him and Tyler either way. But if you want to just talk about the rotations in general, and this is not going to be a whole video about rotations because I can make a whole, you know, 20-minute length podcast on that. And I will as they start to get healthy and we get closer to the playoffs in April. But let's say we want to talk about the playoffs and Spoelstra plays eight guys, right? Well, let's count the locks in the rotation that have to play, right? You got Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. Those are arguably your four best players. You know they're going to play. On top of that, do we count Nikola Jovic? He's been the starting four for the last week or two now. He's played very well. And most importantly, they've been winning. So you think Spoelstra will keep him in the rotation, but it's tough to say because earlier in the year, he wasn't playing. But if you want to go based off the way things have been lately, we'll count Nikola Jovic. That's five. He has to play Jaime Hawkins then. Hawkins has been playing like 30 minutes a night. He was playing the entire fourth quarters for a large stretch of the season. And he's pretty awesome. A little bit older, a little bit more reliable. I think he's a lock in the rotation. You got to count Caleb Martin. He's obviously does great things on both sides of the ball and has been playing very well lately as well. And then, of course, you got to count Duncan Robinson, who's been amazing this year. I know y'all seen the professor double behind the back move he had on Assur Thompson. He's obviously having an incredible year. So that's eight guys right there. And that doesn't include Kevin Love, who's been out with injury, who's really the only backup big man that I think I said. You haven't included Hayward Highsmith, who played a lot of the season at the starting four. I wouldn't consider him a backup big, but if you want to call him a backup four, fine. So where does Spoelstra get it down to eight or nine guys? it's going to be almost an impossible decision. I pulled up the roster right here just because I don't want to forget anybody because they got so many pieces. I mean, Bam is obviously a lock. Like we said, Jimmy's a lock and Tyler, but you got Thomas Robinson. He probably won't play, but you might need some size. So does Orlando Robinson, does he get any playoff run either? I don't know. Who else did we not talk about here? Of course, we didn't mention Patty Mills or DeLon Wright, two guys who I think are certainly good enough to get into the rotation. So point is, just by looking at this roster real quick, they easily have 10 or 11 guys that are capable of playing. Problem is, if you play your eight best guys, you got no size. And that goes back to a whole issue in the offseason with roster construction, where they should have focused on getting someone who is actually big, but they didn't. So we got to deal with who we got with now. So if you want to look at the guards, though, I would say that Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, and Duncan Robinson, those have to be your locks. Outside of that, I can't guarantee anyone. So that means that guys like DeLon Wright and Patty Mills may not play anyway. So it's possible that this whole video was pointless, but I still wanted to get it out because no one's supposed to. There's going to be a time where DeLon Wright checks into the game in game 7 versus Celtics in the second round, and he's going to play 40 minutes and probably drop a 30-point triple-double. No one's supposed to. That's the great thing about this system, right, and this coaching staff. Because the guys they bring in are guys that Udonis Haslem, one of my favorite quotes he ever said, is guys that stay ready so they don't have to get ready. That's what this team preaches, and they like that because they know that when you need a guy, when his name is called, he will be relied upon, and he will deliver. And that's one of my favorite things about this team. And I think in the playoffs, that's very important because you got other teams trying to game plan and trying to do matchups and stuff. And when you got the Heat throwing in guys who haven't played in weeks because they have the depth for that, that's what I think does go a long way in the playoffs. A lot of times people say that stars is what wins in the playoffs. And yes, it's true. A lot of times a team that has the better player wins. But I do think that depth is severely underrated when it comes to playoff time because all these guys' bodies are banged up. They're all hurt. And when you have that many guys, it's hard to game plan because you only have a set amount of time in the playoffs. You got a game every other day. When you win a series, you got a next one sometimes 2 days later. And it's hard to game plan in the playoffs. And when the Heat have this much depth and they got a coach that's as good as game planning as he is, I think that's where the Heat will really thrive in the playoffs. Anyways, I've been talking a lot this video, just kind of talking off the dome here because I got so many thoughts. So I want to hear what y'all have to say down below. Let me know if you like the Patty Mills pickup. Let me know if you think him or DeLon Wright will play. And let me know if you think the Heat should have signed DeMarcus Cousins because I'm getting a ton of people saying that. But before we get out of here, I do want to shout out this very nice tweet that I got today. Absolutely made my day. It's not from my guy, Royal A. Shepherd. I can't stand that guy. Let's go ahead and zoom out a little bit. It's from my guy, Fame, a.k.a. You Famous Enough on Twitter, the GM of Heat Check Gaming. And he said, Anthony D. Heat, your editing is so underrated. I don't think Heat fans even realize some of the things you do in your videos. And I just want to say that I genuinely appreciate those kind words. Like, it means a lot. Like, I started doing this YouTube thing like 2.5 years ago with a 5 Below light and a USB mic I got from a 10-year-old Guitar Hero game. And now I'm here with, you know, a slightly better setup, but it's still the best I can do shoved into the corner of my bedroom here. But I do just want to say that I greatly appreciate the words. Make sure y'all go follow my boy, You Famous Enough, on Twitter. I'll have that link down below. And I just want to thank y'all for everything, like for real. So make sure to like and subscribe. It does help me out a lot. I got dreams of doing this content creation full time one day where I can get a studio with some nice softbox lights and everything. And I can't do that without y'all help. So again, the subscriptions and likes are greatly appreciated. That being said, I'll probably see y'all tomorrow after the Mavericks game with a post game. So tune in then. Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a headspace. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.